And a woman who teaches school is a
teacher.
Okay.
Called a school teacher.
Okay. What about a preacher who just preaches on Sunday and has another job during the week? What would you call him? Or just works at preaching part-time?
All I know is just a preacher has preaches at certain hours of the day.
Well, would you have any name for a man who was maybe not, didn't have regular training as a preacher, or just preached in his spare time or something like that?
Well, I reckon they'd call him a substitute. I don't know.
Okay. Well, how about a carpenter or a man at some other job that he isn't specially trained for that job, and he just kind of does odd jobs or something like that?
They'd call him a helper.
Okay. Well, you ever hear a word like jackleg?
Yes, ma'am. Really called a jackleg was just a waiter that helped on the kept the material and stuff to the carpenters and this, that, and the other.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Would you have ever used that word for a preacher maybe that was just helping out or something?
Well, yes, and it has been used.
Okay. You might say to a child, maybe your daughter, for instance, didn't treat your sister like you thought she ought to. You might say, well, you got to be nice to her because she's what? What relation is she to the daughter?
Her sister.
Okay, well, no, I mean your sister. You'd say to your daughter, now she's what?
My sister.
Okay, or to the daughter, she'd be her
If it was my daughter, I'd say it was my daughter.
Okay.
And if it was my sister, I'd say it's my sister.
Okay.
With all I know.
Okay, well, my mother's sister would be what kin to me?
Your mother's sister would be your aunt.
That's what I want. Do you remember the name of Abraham's wife?
I heard it, but I couldn't tell you. I don't remember.
That is a hard one. Let me see if I can think of another way to ask that. Well, do you know what Sally is a nickname for?
How's that?
Sally is a nickname for what?
Sally?
Uh-huh.
I just don't know.
Well, that's a hard one, too.
I just don't know.
You started naming the books of the New Testament after Matthew comes what?
After Matthew? Mm-hmm. Well, I just...
Matthew, and then what?
I believe it's Luke.
Okay.
I ain't gonna say for sure.
Okay, and then what?
John, I believe, and that's the first.
Okay. That's what I was trying to get at.
I've got it down and read every day of it, but I can't keep it all in rotation.
I don't know it.